Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here. As a matter of fact, we may call our new live show our Truth is Our Bitch Tour.
That's bitching.
Yeah, man, you put that on a T-shirt. God damn, excuse me, I said the GD. I said GD, I don't know if Dan was going to dump that or not, but I said damn right is what I meant to say. Anyway, Truth is Our Bitch, and we are here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's... did that?
Yes, you already said that. That's...
All right. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans. That's our fan page. You can go over and like it, and, you know, we'll keep you up to date on things that are happening in and around the in and around downtown Phil Hendry.
What does that mean, downtown Phil Hendry? I mean, I like it.
I don't know. Just pretend like I'm not only a guy, I'm a city, you know?
Yeah, you're a city. Everybody's, well...
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
I was going to make a joke about you having a fat ass, but you don't have one no more.
Ah-ha-ha-ha, there you go. Can't make no fat jokes anymore, can you? No.
That's okay, I'm just making about Robert now.
I'm not fat, man.
Don't you look at me like that.
Yeah, bud, the fat jokes around here are out, man. They are out. Because as of today, 214 pounds. What about that, huh?
You used to be the biggest, fattest slob that I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Well, it's true. You were Ask anyone that knew you. You were an oaf. A fat, slovenly, sweating oaf.
I don't doubt it. You know, you can make all of those comments and...
Well, you were going to call them insults.
Yeah, they are insults, and that's what you're saying.
No, they're not insults, Phil. I'm saying that you used to be.
Yeah, but you're saying it used to be. You're saying it now because you feel free you can do it. Yeah, you feel free and understrained and everything.
Understrained?
I mean unstrained.
Unstrained? You mean unrestrained, bud.
Okay.
Is that what you do? You feel unstrained? I mean unrestrained?
I feel now I can tell the truth. You were a fat, sweating pig. Yes. And every time you came around me, I thought, oh, God, he's going to sweat.
You did not. Tell me the truth. You really did.
I was disgusted, yes.
Well, I got to tell you something. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I was a fat, slovenly slob. And now I'm so good looking. I got to put on shades before I look in the mirror. You know?
Well.
I'm joking. Come on. I'm kidding, all right, all of you, because I know there's going to be people sending me emails about how ugly I am. I know I'm ugly, but you know what? I'm skinny ugly now, and I don't care. And I feel better, and it was fantastic, and I did it, man. I haven't done it yet. I still got 4 pounds to go.
Oh, for God's sake, Phil, give yourself a break. You've done it. You've won.
No, I have not. Not till I get to 210. Then I've won.
What about Halloween? Say you're going to get the candy.
That, if I'm not at 210 by Halloween, I got news for you, man. No Halloween.
Oh, come on, man. You got to give yourself a break.
No Halloween.
What if I came over to your house with a bag of those, and I know what you like. You like those Reese's Pieces.
I won't go near them. You got to understand something. It's been since March 19th. I can turn down anything. I can turn down chocolate cake, cupcakes, you name it.
Yeah, but you said you had a cupcake on that one birthday party you went.
I went to Allison's birthday party, and I'll tell you why I ate that cupcake. Because I was really having a blood sugar issue. I hadn't eaten anything. And I'm not telling anything out of school. I know people know that I've occasionally, as I've said to everybody, if you break your calories for the day, you got to burn off, you know, the excess the next day. Like today. I'll give you an example of today. Today I went over maybe by let's say I went over 150 calories today. Tomorrow I knocked that off of my 2,000 for tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm only going to have 1,850 calories.
So you're denying yourself.
Well, it's not really denying. I went over. I was hungry tonight. I knew I had to do the show. I wanted to get some protein. We'd done a rehearsal. So, you know, I burned up that much energy just walking back and forth on that stage.
By the way, when are you going to tell us about that one-man show?
Margaret, one question at a time, please.
I want to get it into my column. Now, you are going to give me the exclusive on this, aren't you?
The exclusive on what?
I want an interview. I want photographs. I want backstage.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Okay, you do.
Hey!
I'll kill him.
Ow!
I don't care. You want to fire me? Go ahead.
Bud, what is it with you, man? You always ask for it.
She said she wanted to get a backstage.
I didn't. I'll kill.
Hey, hey.
Woo!
What was that?
Hold on. You pitched me in the ass, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. Ow!
All right, take it outside, then.
Come on, we'll take it outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Robert, go outside.
I won't go out there, man.
Are they fist fighting out there?
Yeah.
How's that feel?
What are they doing, man? Go find out.
All right. Hey. Hey, come on, man. That's enough, Margaret. That's enough. He's had enough.
Call me that. I say I want a backstage pass, huh? Say you're sorry.
Come on. He's had enough. Sorry.
All right, then.
What happened?
He had him down, man. She's kicking him.
Margaret.
I will not stand for that.
Where is he?
I left him where I found him.
God.
Yeah.
You know, you and that, you knock the guy down, you start kicking him.
Well, guess what? That's how I go. All right, I go. You know, I don't know, Phil. I roll that way. You don't like it?
That's okay. So that's great. I want to tell you something. At some point, we're going to stop having you guys in here. I can't start every show with someone getting their brains beat in, someone being thrown to the ground and kicked in the gut, someone... Every show, you in the bathroom last night...
What happened in the bathroom?
You had a plugged-up toilet, and every other word out of you was what you had for lunch. Do you have a chisel? Do you have a sand shovel?
Well, Phil, what did you want me to do?
Never mind, okay? I don't want to hear about it. Last night I have you in the bathroom. And by the way, we had some very nice comments about your singing, except for one guy. Last night Margaret sang I've Gotta Be Me by, who the hell was it?
By, what do you mean who? That was Sam Davis. And
you mean Sammy Davis?
No, I prefer the racially friendlier Sam Davis.
Not Sammy Davis Jr.?
What did I just say?
So, in other words, that's racially offensive.
I think so.
Why?
Well, you're black.
Yeah, but they called me Robert.
Well, they called him Sammy. There's a big difference. And by the way, Sammy, as you well know, is a racially offensive term from South Africa. And I think Bud one night... Bud?
What?
Oh, stop.
Gary Dancy kicked me.
Well, you know what? You asked for it, man, with that whole backdoor backstage thing.
Yeah, Phil's saying it. You're not doing nothing.
He's the host of the show. What is the term you thought was funny from Gandhi?
What do you mean?
When the man came and said Sammy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's pretty funny. It's when a guard comes to get Gandhi, or I mean Gandhi, and Gandhi's in South Africa, and down there, they call an Indian guy or a black guy a Sammy.
Why?
I don't know. It's what they call him. Anyway, the guard comes in, he's looking for Gandhi. And anyway, he goes, Gandhi! Gandhi! I want Gandhi! Which Sammy is it? And then Gandhi goes to talk to Mr. Smut. And
what do you mean, Mr. Smut?
That's the name of the guy that ran the prison.
No, that was the prime minister of the country at the time.
I thought it was the prison guy.
No, Prime Minister Smuts. I think he was a general, but he was also the head of the country. And he's the guy that Gandhi was dealing with. So they called him a Sammy, huh?
Yeah, he goes, Gandhi. Gandhi. Which Sammy is it?
Oh, God, the way you just did that.
Yeah?
Well, who cares?
Well, it wasn't accurate.
Well, who cares? Maybe the guard down there in South Africa was a stuttering, mumbling clown, too. Anyway, thank you very much, Bud. I'm sorry that she... But you know what? When you open your big, fat bazoo, that's what happens, man. Welcome to our show anyway, folks. So as I was trying to say, in fact, I don't even know what it was I was trying to say. Oh, yes, I do know what it was I was trying to say. A couple of notes. First off, tonight on our radio show, we're going to have Mr. Raj Faneen. He is a businessman from the environs of our city here. Mr. Faneen from Egypt, a immigrant working here in the country. We're also going to have Lloyd Bonafide from Alhambra, California, talking with us about... some of the items in the news, and Steve Bozell joins us as well. Steve has hired a new attorney, and I had no idea, but Dean Wheeler, who is with the Northern California Holistic Center and Practice now. Did you see this?
Well, I saw something in the news about it says Dean Wheeler, Esquire.
Dean Wheeler has taken up the law.
You're kidding.
No. Dean Wheeler is practicing law, and apparently it started when he was thrown in jail as the result of that heroin arrest. And I asked him, when did you start studying the law? He said, when I was inside and I had some help from some smart guys in jail, and I started reading up on, you know.
What is it, man? Carlito's Way or something? Is he trying to say he beat the rap?
I don't know if he beat the heroin rap. I don't know what he, yes, his attorney, but he, that's, anyway, he's representing Steve Bozell on a couple of things now.
Well, that is interesting.
It is. So we're going to have Steve on, and we may have Dean Wheeler's attorney on to talk. All coming up tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-7445. Although our call screening computer is completely shot, so you can call, and I would know, you know, sort of psychically that you're calling, but there's no way I can see that you're calling or answer those calls. But I will spiritually feel it, you know.
You can feel it right here.
Where?
Right here.
You're pointing it.
Do you want some more?
Bud, are you an idiot? I'm pointing at my heart. Yes, Margaret, thank. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth.
You're pointing
is
at your
bitch.
Private area.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Come on, now. Welcome back, folks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Lots to get to tonight, but I wanted to play back a segment from the show last night because I had an exchange with somebody over on the Facebook fan page who said that to compare you to Kate Bush was an abomination before God and man.
He did not say that.
Well, it was sort of like that. He said he didn't like your singing.
Well, that's a far cry from saying...
I know, but, you know... And I said, but what did I do? I defended you, didn't I? Didn't I?
Yes, you did, but it was a left-handed, very left-handed. You did it with not only a left hand, but you brushed. It's almost as if you did it with a left hand and you brushed one cheek of my...
Here we go with that whispering again.
Oh, you heard what I said.
All right, well, fine. Here's Margaret last night singing by Sam Davis...
Yes.
I Gotta Be Me.
What?
It's called I Gotta Be Me.
Yeah, called I Gotta Be Me.
Well, what's Whether I'm Right or Wrong?
It's the first lines of the song.
Oh, okay. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Oh, God.
Two, three. Ooh, yeah. All right, I won't do the sexualization. You don't like it.
No, I don't. I don't. It's...
Well, don't get all grossed out, Phil. God.
Okay.
Okay, one... Two. Ooh, woo! Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. That's my touch.
Uh-huh.
Whether I find a place in this world or never be. Long, bow, I've got to be me. Woo, I've got to be me. Yeah, man. Whatever, you see, and it goes like that.
Right, okay, that's from last night.
Well, what's with the face you're giving?
You can't hear how ridiculous that sounds?
I thought you defended me to this man on Facebook.
I did, but I'm telling you, I did. I said you had a good voice, and it's like I told you last night, I thought you had a good voice. But that whole, yeah, man, I don't know.
Oh, I'm not, Phil, I'm not going to justify my art, and I'm not going to justify my application of my art, nor am I going to justify the way I deliver, apply, and indeed live my art. I'm not going to justify...
All right, you're not going to justify to me what you do.
Exactly.
All right. Nonetheless, that's Margaret Gray, and we're going to turn that into a download, if that's okay with you.
So long as it isn't what I think, I don't like that word.
Doesn't mean anything dirty, you're talking about...
Well, I don't like the word.
It doesn't mean anything salacious, Margaret. For you to get upset with the word download is a little ridiculous.
I can say I don't like the word, can't I?
You may say you don't like the word. I will continue to use the word.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Would you stop using that word?
No, I will not. No, I will not.
Even in mixed company. What is so funny?
Margaret, the word download, everybody use the word download. You, God!
Robert, why are you angry at me? Of all the people to be angry at me, you're the black person in the room.
And that's another thing. Just because I'm black don't mean I think I got to like you. Just because you think you're defending me.
Well, look, are you really crying?
I'm very... Yeah, see? See? People can yell at you, too. Shut up, man. Just because I'm black doesn't mean you're going to sit there and take for granted everything I'm thinking. Oh, will you knock it off?
You're not buying it?
No, we're not buying it. All right, so anyway, welcome back to our radio show here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So we had a login problem last night with the website. We've gotten that fixed. We really do appreciate. And it's just a matter of us moving from a small platform, which is kind of our ma and pa platform, which is... basically just my small little broadcast concern, and we're moving over to a larger company, which is Levity Entertainment. And while you do that, there's going to be some bumps in the road. So we appreciate the patience that all of you have shown us. If you'd like to be a member of our Backstage Pass family, you can go to philhenryshow.com. This week we are becoming Apple compatible. To those of you with iPhone and iPads, on-demand video will be Apple compatible. We're really excited about that. We are grateful for your patronage there. And let's see what else. So all kinds of audio, all kinds of video, all kinds of news, all kinds of Phil Henry Show news, and some specials. In fact, we just got our BSP of the Week's prize mailed out, a beautiful Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, and we'll have another BSP of the Week coming up tomorrow, Friday. We will announce that. We also had a rehearsal of our one-man show, which is really exciting. And to that end, I wanted to ask a lot of you guys, and we'll post something on the website, but we want to get ask this question. At some point, we are going to want to put out a book of Phil Henry show lines, but we don't know whether it should be a book of Phil Henry show lines, or should it be a book of Bobby Dooley lines, you know.
Well, why in the world would...
Margaret, don't get upset, okay?
Well, I'm a little bit upset.
Well, because she's ripped off some pretty good ones.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to be quoted.
That's got nothing to do with it. I just don't understand. Why her?
Because she said some pretty funny stuff over the years.
Name one.
Name one? How about Steve only beats me when I burn the chicken?
Oh, that's a riot.
I like that line, man. Well, I've used that line a million times.
That is pretty good.
Even Dean Wheeler later on tonight has had a great line.
What's he got to do with it? In other words, why isn't there a book about lines that I've done?
Because you don't want to do one, because you're above that.
Still and all.
Yeah. The whole half hour of the show has been about you, and it's bothering me, okay? Let's take the focus back over to Phil where it belongs. Do you mind?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So in any event, we're wondering whether we should have a best of Phil Henry best show lines book, or whether we should have a Bobby Dooley best of Bobby Dooley lines book. But we'll sort of ask that question in a more formal manner over there at facebook.com/Phil Henry fans. Okay, so we are going to have on the show this evening Mr. Stephen Bozell, and we are going to have Dean Wheeler with us here. And this has got really nothing whatsoever to do with anything having to do with show lines or anything promoting the show. Dean Wheeler, as we mentioned, has taken over representing Mr. Bozell in a lawsuit. It's difficult for me to talk about this because this has to do with the Y2K episode.
Oh, is he still...
You mean he's still upset about that?
Yes. He's upset with the fact that he was laughed at. He's upset with the fact that it never got reconciled with the attorney that he had at the time. He's upset with the fact that that we laughed about it on our show. He came on this show. He talked about it on this show. And yet he's upset with the fact that somehow, in retrospect, we shouldn't have laughed about it. Steve, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good, sir.
Now, your legal action is against who?
Legal action would be against Mr. Roy Hutchins and his wife, Peggy, who they've lived next door.
Like Peggy Simpson?
Oh, there are no Peggy Simpson.
That's Marge Simpson. You talk about Peggy Hill?
No, Peggy. Who's the one on Simpsons?
Marge Simpson.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
The one on Simpsons is Marge Simpson. I don't know who you are, but...
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
No, not everybody.
Yes, everybody, bud. So anyway, so Peggy is his wife.
Yeah. Now I'm thrown off by...
Okay, well, we'll talk to you here in a minute. Just collect yourself. I know that Dean Wheeler, we're going to get him on the line. He is your attorney.
Probably.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right. Is that it?
No, no, I'm going to talk to you. I need you to hang on.
Oh, okay. Well, how come... I'm confused now, sir.
Just hang on.
Hang on to what?
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
What are you angry at?
I'm angry at getting something fixed around here. That's what I'm angry at. I want something fixed around here. I got a computer. I asked to get this antivirus program off of this computer I don't know how long ago, and this has stymied the greatest minds in the Phil Hendry radio universe. They wouldn't know how to do that, man, if I put a loaded shotgun to the heads of their firstborn. Somebody put an antivirus program on this computer. The dumbest bastard that ever walked must have done it. Because not only can I not get rid of this antivirus computer, they put it on at a time when I'm doing my show, the antivirus program is activated. Now it is ruining every possible thing that I try to do. Everything gets shut down so the antivirus program can get run. Even if I put it on pause, even if I close it, even if I exit out. And, you know, if I ask professionals to come in here, professionals now, you know what that is, don't you?
I assume it would be a broadcast professional.
Yeah, if I ask professionals to do it... Well, that's going to take forever, and they may not even be able to figure it out, because for some reason, over the last several years in this business, we've run plumb out of broadcast professionals. Now we've got Radio Shack jackasses, Geek Squad, and a bunch of slobs. These guys, they couldn't fix, man, I'll tell you, they couldn't fix an electric toothbrush. So now I have this antivirus detection results, huh? And it's picking up on everything. I asked somebody to come in here and at least find a schedule, and this has stymied people. They can't figure out, well, I can't find a schedule for this. I don't know where it is. I got a call screening computer that is broken, so we don't screen calls. Now, that's not a problem. I can do a talk show 3 hours standing on my head. I don't need phone calls. I don't need phone calls dragging this radio show down, okay? But the fact of the matter is, it has a DSL line attached to it, which means internet access. So essentially, I'm paying for my own internet access here, because this thing can't get fixed. You can't fix a computer around here in less than 2-3 weeks. It's got to go through 58 different guys, and it's got to be cleared, and it's got to be this. I've never seen a bigger bureaucracy. It's worse than any Obama bureaucracy you've ever seen in your life. Some American companies, ladies and gentlemen, are, you know, I can't believe the American business... bitching about Obama. Some of your companies out there, ladies and gentlemen, are worse than any Obama bureaucracy that you've ever seen. You think I'm kidding? Try and get your money back for a washing machine you bought. Try and get some warranty service on a piece of equipment that you purchased. Try and get some warranty service on an automobile. See what happens when you file according to the rules of the company, when you file some kind of a customer complaint. Find out what happens. I bet you it is... It's an amazing education in American business, because for all of their crying and complaining about taxes and red tape, there are American companies, big American companies, that have more red tape and more horse dung and more, hoops you got to jump through than any government agency you would ever care to hope to even think about. So I don't know where they get off with all of this belly. You know, if the government would just get off our back... That'd be great. And then we get you off our back. One of the problems we have as consumers is we're dealing with you. You buy a product, and I'll tell you something, man, it's an amazing thing how fast suddenly everybody's gone. They're just vanished. See, this is one of the reasons, this is why I get into trouble, because I talk about stuff that's real. I don't talk about fantasies. I don't talk about the fantasy land. And one of the things that I don't do is I don't rely on the fantasy land of how Obama's screwing everything up. Yeah, I get it already, okay? Enough already with Obama. You're making, give me a headache. People sound like a bunch of grandmothers out there with this Obama thing. You sound like a bunch of little old ladies. Get out and do some work. Get up off your ass, go out, do some work. And forget about whether Obama this, Obama that. Some of these people, I think, are mentally ill. I read a thing. I'm telling you, I read a thing. Somebody went to a rally. They went to a rally. They went to an anti-Obama rally. And they had been, and why were they there? Because they'd been unemployed for the last 3 years. Hadn't drawn a paycheck in 3 years. Now, I'm telling you right now, if you haven't drawn a paycheck in 3 years, you have a mental illness.
Well, you can't say that.
I just said it, didn't I?
Well, you're going to get into some trouble for that.
Well, am I going to get into some trouble? Do you know what would happen if I didn't draw a paycheck for 3 years? You know, there's a lot of days that I'd wish that I wasn't drawing a paycheck. There's a lot of days I wish I wasn't drawing any breath, to be honest with you.
Are you talking about suicide?
Oh, I'm kidding. Come on. But there are days when you don't want to get out of bed, and you go and you do, right? Now, I'm pulling down money. It ain't the best, but I'm keeping things going. Who the hell are these people that haven't drawn a paycheck for 3 years? I read about this couple, okay?
Well, Phil, it's tough out there for people, although I will say that I appreciate you defending President Obama.
Well, I'm not defending him so much as I am offending, if you'll allow me, and purposefully so, offending the constant harangue that I hear on talk radio about Obama. Oh, and I get it. Okay, great. You know what we ought to do? We ought to go in and just send in the mystery shopper to all American business. Just how well is American business being run? Don't you think that that's a valid question?
I don't think you'd ask about American business.
Yeah, American business run good.
Oh, is it now? Is American business run good? Well, I beg to differ. I don't say that free enterprise is a bad system. I think it's a fantastic system. I don't say that capitalism is a bad system. I think it's a fantastic system. I'm just telling you that occasionally, you know, in the grand river that is free enterprise and capitalism, sometimes a part of that river comes down the pike, and it smells a little bit like the sewer, you know. It's not exactly the pure crystal drinking water that we're told it is. What if the government just quit this and quit that? We'd have the government quit this and quit that, huh? You know, for every guy that says the government ought to stop doing this, there's another guy saying, I'm glad the government did that. The government made it easy for us to give loans to low-income people. That's fantastic. They lowered the interest rate and made it, and all the banks really benefited. You know, really? Except when everything went south, and all of a sudden, it's Obama and the banking, and of course, Bush. Now we have, a whole new reality. Now we've got Obama and the red tape and the big government and this and that. And I realized, you know, enough is enough. And I encounter more red tape and bullcrap every day of my life just dealing with private business. Private businesses that are supposedly run so fantastic. Well, I got news for you. Some of these private businesses, you might as well be dealing with the DMV, man, for all of the bullcrap and the hoops that they got to make you jump through. How many forms you got to fill out? How much time you got to wait? They're ordering a part. They're ordering another part. The guy told me it would be early this week, and that's going to be later next week. Sorry, but, you know, times are tough. Oh, is that right? Okay. One of the things about these times being tough, a lot of these businesses out there ought to thank their lucky stars that times are tough, because that just gave you excuse number 643 on the list of 1,000 great excuses to give somebody when you can't get a job done. There's a new one. Times are tough. I can't get enough guys. You know, there's not enough people out there. That's when times are tough. Now, when times are good, there's not enough people out there. They're all getting hired. When times are tough, there's not enough people out there because, the economy's changing, the entrepreneurial blah, 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 blah.
Well, Phil, you sound like a socialist there.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, because you are actively taking on private enterprise. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty good.
I don't. You're an idiot.
Call me an idiot, man. I'll clock you worse than Margaret did.
Well, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Oh, get out of here, will you? You don't know what I mean. I'm not anti-business. I think business is where it's at. Let's do the business, huh? Like in the Godfather?
Yeah, let's do the business.
Yes, that scene with...
Yeah, that's right before Luca Brasi got stabbed in the hand, man.
Yeah, that's right before Luca Brasi got the knife right through the hand. They said, for the business, right?
Well, is that what you're proposing, to lure American business into the business of Phil Hendry and only to suddenly wrap a piece of piano wire around their throat and, while they slowly strangle to death, sink a knife deep into their hands so that it pins them to a mahogany bar somewhere? My God!
Wow, that,
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, is that what you're proposing?
Yes, that's exactly right, Margaret. I don't even know what you just said. You know?
Talking about, are you proposing to go into...
I know what she said. No, I'm not proposing to go into business with a guy by figuratively wrapping piano wire... wrapping piano wire around his throat and then stabbing him through the hand. But, I gotta tell you, so, you know, don't give me this horse dung. I'm so sick and tired of it, I could puke up. Now, I understand we have a presidential election coming up, which, of course, is very important. But it's not life and death. I repeat, it's not life and death. America has had presidential elections before. America has made bad decisions before. We've elected slobs before. The American people have put some real slobs in the White House, haven't we? And we put some real good ones in the White House, and we put a whole bunch in between. What are we voting for? Utopia? Are we voting for Valhalla? Are we voting for a perfect world? Are we what? Do you think the country's not going to survive? Every bloody 4 years, man, I got some guy telling me the country isn't going to survive.
Well, there are very important issues now, Phil. There is a war on women.
I will tell you this much. Some of the stuff that's going on in some of these states makes me sick to my stomach. But you know what? Thank God, I hate to say this, folks. Thank God I live in California.
Yeah, we're going to get mail from people. You can't say that.
Yeah, you should never say that.
Well, okay. Well, thank God I don't live in Virginia. How's that?
That's better.
Okay. Thank God I don't live in the state of Virginia, which is something happened back there. I guess Virginia decided, you know, we used to be Old Dominion. They've got bullcrap laws on the books about things that have been legal for years. They're trying to, in their own little way, outlaw abortion. They're trying in their own little way to, you know, essentially control how, you know, women are dealing with their own personal health. It's pretty amazing to see. It's pretty amazing to see. All right, let's take a break and come back. Stephen Bozell was going to get on the line with me, and I don't know what the hell happened to him, but he'll be on the line with us. Where is he?
Been waiting on a line for you.
Okay, fine. We're going to get Steve Bozell here in just a moment. World famous Phil Henry Show to talk to us about a pending lawsuit and his choice of attorney, which is surprising. Mr. Dean Wheeler, the Northern California Holistic Center and Practice. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhenryshow.com. Stephen Bozell is joining us here, and we're glad to have him with us. He's at Carmen's in the Inland Empire in Corona, which is a jazz club. It's good to talk with you, and I know that you're with Dean Wheeler. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, Phil.
Hi, and you're out at Carmen's to see Emeralda?
Yeah, Phil, we were very happy to bring out Steve and his wife, April, and they are our guests for Emeralda's performance here. We have the early show, and I think we might stick around, Steve, huh, for the second show.
Yeah, very enjoyable. I'm enjoying it a lot, Phil, and we do appreciate Mr. Wheeler making this time available to us.
All right, now, the question I... thank you for cleaning up that line, bud.
Yeah, another open line.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, Phil, I can hear you well.
Okay, because we had another line open. Dean, one of the big shocks that I had was that you were or are an attorney, and I did not know that.
Well, I was not really, I had not taken the bar exam until last year, and it wasn't anything that we wanted to trumpet. I'm sorry, he's playing that cornet again. Then I have to go up and talk to him.
This is your wife singing?
Yeah, that's Emeralda, and the same bugle player.
That's not a bugle in jazz.
Well, that's what you say, but it's got a curly... It has a curly round part.
Let's call it, if I could say.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
It's called a cornet.
Okay, it's a cornet, okay.
Yeah, it's not a bugle.
Well, I don't care what it's called, if he keeps playing that, if he keeps blowing that thing in her ear right at the moment when she lyrics trying to sing. In any event, Phil, I took my bar exam, and one of the reasons why I got involved in becoming an attorney was because I had been arrested, as you know, Phil, and I was arrested for heroin possession and with intent to distribute, to sell. And I met a lot of smart guys in the joint. I did some reading, and I was able to get out and turn my life around.
You know, we were just talking about you, Dean, with one of our favorite quotes from the show. It's a little rough, and some people may misunderstand it, but I think it has great meaning. I haven't hit a woman since I've been out of jail.
Yeah, and Phil, I thank you for understanding that. What that means is essentially that jail
works.
Jail works, yeah. It worked for Dean Wheeler. And Emeralda, as we've got a problem with this piano player. Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Dean?
Hold on.
Dean?
Jenner, he's got up. He walked over to a... I'm sorry, sir. This is Steve Bozell.
Well, Steve, it's good to talk to you. So are you hiring him to sue Mr. Hutchins, or...
Actually, Mr. Henry, this is a overall consolidation. Tell him not to do that to the piano. I'm sorry, Phil. I don't want to hear that tinkling piano thing. That's what he does. I don't know. Is that what he does? Well, he doesn't do it with my wife singing. Hi, Phil. I'm sorry. So what were you gentlemen talking about?
I was just telling Phil that that I've hired you. excuse me. That I've had.
Could you not lean into the?
Well, what's going on?
Well, we're using the same phone, and so he has to lean in, and it's. I'll say it. Your breath.
Oh, forgive me. I'm very sorry. I've got a Clorox here.
Yeah, I can offer you one.
All right. So you're using the same phone.
Yeah, and he's leaning in.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, that's it'll do.
Okay, Mr. Henry. Is that okay, Mr. Henry?
Is what?
My breath. Well, I guess you can't.
He can't smell it.
Okay.
All right. Just tell me what you hired Dean to do.
I'll handle that. He hired me, Phil, to... She's doing it again.
She's whispering.
She's doing it again. She's whispering. Here, get me here, take this.
Mr. Henry,
I don't want him getting... All right.
Well, he's apparently upset about something.
The whispering! What are you whispering?
Okay, I tell you what. Why don't I let you guys go, and then when Emeralda is done...
No, you're done.
Phil, I'm sorry. I knew that. I'm very sorry, Phil. I'm here. I'm at your disposal. I'm 100% yours. But she started to... She's doing this whisper singing, which I told her is going to wreck her vocal cords. No one can hear it. It isn't sexy. It makes her sound, quite frankly, like she is loose. Okay? And I think blue and loose. I think it's a very blue and loose part of the act. And I don't like it. Okay?
You mean by blue and loose?
Well, if you don't know what I mean, it's better that you don't know what I mean. Let me just say this about Steve, Phil. We took on Steve's case as one of our early cases because we felt that there was a great opportunity to consolidate these cases and to eventually deal with them in a way that was a lot more efficient. He has one particular case that Steve told me you're aware of, which goes back to the year 2000. This was a lawsuit that he filed against a neighbor, Mr. Roy Hutchins, who apparently had subjected my client, Mr. Bozell, to ridicule in front of his family, emotional scarring, emotional brutality.
Now, if I may say, you know that he had an attorney.
I'm familiar.
That's right, Mr. Henry, Dolores Blazingame.
I'm familiar with Ms. Blazingame, and we have reached out to her as of this morning. We've reached out to her and to her colleague, Mr. Belair, and both of them were unavailable. My understanding was that they are out of pocket, and
if I could say...
Go ahead, because I want to deal with this piano player.
He's going to go. If I could say, Mr. Henry, Mr. Belair is her partner, but he's junior partner, so I dealt with Ms. Blazingame. And
well, have you discharged Ms. Blazingame?
Not as yet, because she has a big chunk of the retainer here that still I have. And my retainer, she's still got. And
what, if you don't mind me asking, what is the retainer that you pay her per year?
Well,
It is a retainer, but as you know, if the bill goes, well. I'm sorry, I'm back. I was just telling Mr. Henry. Don't lean into the phone when I'm leaning into the phone, because then our lips almost touch. Then God, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I'm going to try and find an extension. We're both using the same phone. I don't mind that, but when I leaned into the phone this last time, our lips almost touched, and that's got to be a concern for any.
Can I use this phone?
Well, now that you've breathed on it, yeah.
Okay, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Dolores Blazin Game still has a large chunk of the retainer.
How much?
How much does she have?
What is the, if you don't mind, I won't ask the question. How much is the retainer?
The retainer that I give her per year is $30,000. It was $25,000, and she said, well, you know, she wanted it to be $30,000, and I said, why? And she said, just because she wanted it to be, because on account of inflation or whatever she said. And,
all right, hold the line, okay?
Get the piano player, too.
Do I have to pay the piano player?
No, I'm going to go talk to the piano player. Don't lean into the phone.
Okay, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. More with Steve Bozell and Dean Wheeler. I don't know.
I didn't try to kiss you.
Well, your lips almost touched mine.
Phil Hendry.